We had one guy in here when I first got here. He was slept in the back there for 6 months until he could get back out to Chilkat Lake.
Lieutenant Dave Kyle is a Corps officer at the Haines Salvation Army. He's let a few people use this building as a shelter. He points back behind racks of secondhand clothing to a room where 5 or 6 people have slept over the past 3 years. Kyle says he's on sketchy ground letting people stay here when they have nowhere else to go. This isn't a licensed shelter.
Yes, I do tend to push the envelope a little bit in regards to helping my community.
Sierra Jimenez works for Southeast Alaska Independent Living, which serves seniors and people with disabilities. SAIL and the Salvation Army are two Haines organizations that seem to deal with homelessness the most. Local churches, Lynn Connell Counseling, and the police department also help sometimes. They often provide one-way ferry tickets to Juneau, to the Glory Hole shelter. That happens
several times a year. And I don't know that it's a solution, but it's the solution we have here in Haines. And that generally is for somebody who is chronically homeless, truly has no place to go and no resources, and a shelter is the only option.
Roger and Judy Clay were in that situation when they showed up in Haines more than a year ago. KHNS brought you their story in December. Here's Judy.
When my PFD check come in that 1 year, had already, without even telling Roger, I'd already made the decision that we were going to come back to Haines, one way or another.
Why'd you make that decision?
I was getting real frustrated on the stress I was under and not having a place to live.
The Clays came to Haines from Anchorage. They slept in the Salvation Army building for a night or two, and then they were sent to the Glory Hole in Juneau. It wasn't until they got disability income that Jimenez was able to help them successfully apply for a government-subsidized apartment in Haines. When people like the Clays show up, Jimenez and Kyle say it would be nice to have a shelter for them, but they're not sure if there are enough homeless people in Haines to make a shelter worth it.
You know, it's a really good question, and I don't know the answer to that, because it would be so nice to have an emergency bed or two for families that come through while we try to put the pieces together. That would be the dream, the ideal situation.
Yes, ideally a shelter would be an excellent deal for it, but in the emergency sense, in the crisis sense, I don't think that we have enough.
Kyle says helping people who are at risk of becoming homeless is a bigger concern here than helping those who are already homeless.
Homeless care is very low on my expenses radar. I just helped a family out with $1,300 worth of rent assistance. Another family at $65 for electric, another family at $75 for electric. I just sent the guy to Juneau for $37. And I haven't helped anybody with homeless. Last person I helped was...
But all those people, if they didn't have a Salvation Army to go to for that kind of help, who could face homelessness, potentially facing
exactly.
Homelessness.
Jimenez also says helping people who are maybe a paycheck or two away from homelessness is a more common problem in Haines.
Sometimes somebody just needs help 1 month financially with rent or with food, and then they can kind of be back on their feet. Other times people need education and help, you know, budgeting and understanding how to not run into the problem in the future. There's so many levels. There's been folks in need of medical care, and they didn't have the finances to do that. There's every different story.
After KHNS's December story on homelessness, Haynesboro manager Dave Sosa contacted the Salvation Army and SAIL to set up a meeting, which hasn't happened yet.
There's, plenty of room for discussion on these issues and, you know, take a look at what's the scope of the problem. Because I know there are some homeless people, but I don't know how many.
But if he wants definitive numbers, he's not going to get them. There are a few local organizations responding to homelessness, but there is no organization tracking it. If people want to put a number on homelessness in Haines, it will require taking a leap and setting up a centralized service, even though the scale of the problem is uncertain. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.